This is Dugarus Masklist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarus. This is flyer number 33, entitled MGTOW Masklist Dusting Campaign. Description. This flyer introduces the concept of dusting, that is, cleaning away the fluff, that is, wiping out fluffydom from the earth, by forcing women to become fips, or they don't get a man. Fluffydom is to be removed in the 21st century, the way Negro slavery was removed in the 1800s, and belief in witchcraft died out in the 1700s. Flyer itself. MGTOW Masklist Dusting Campaign. To dust is to clean away the fluff. Dusting for a MGTOW / masculist is to clean away, that is, remove, wipe out, fluffies, that is, traditional women who expect to be able to parasite off a man's money. We men have the power to wipe out such women by simply refusing to pay for them. A fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can manage to get her financial claws into some robot male. A manslave, that is, a traditional man who expects to be parasited upon by a fluffy wife. The problem for fluffies is that the proportion of men who are robot males, or manslaves, keeps dropping. In the US today, only about 30% of young men under 35 are potential manslaves or robot males. The other 70% refuse to marry and have kids because they are very conscious of the risk of being financially massacred in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, where they will lose custody of their kids with 90% probability. They will lose their house, so the ex-wife can live in it to raise her kids. He will pay child payment to kids he barely sees, and if his ex-wife is a fluffy, he may have to pay her alimony so she can continue to parasite off his money as she did before the divorce. This is such a rotten deal for men that two-thirds of young US men reject it by refusing to marry and have kids. This will wipe out the population within a century, since if the young generation reproduces only a third of their number over four generations, that's a third of a third of a third of a third, which is about 1%, that is, the population gets wiped out. So it's only a question of time before the male feminist, man-traitor, genocidal criminal gender politicians are forced to amend further gender laws. But in the meantime, millions of married US men are having their lives destroyed each year. So the pressure for men to refuse marriage and fatherhood continues. The Masklist MGTOW Dusting Campaign is a deliberate action to clean away the fluff, that is, to wipe out fluffies by refusing to have relationships with them, by educating society to socialize girls not to be fluffies, both by parents and by teachers. Masklists need to really push their ideas onto society so that everyone is conscious of the price that fluffies will pay by being fluffies, that is, they will not get a man. They will rot on the shelf and be rejected not only by men, but by society in general, as the attitude that fluffies are immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin spreads and spreads. At least a fit female has some chance of having a relationship with a man. She can start up a twee-twef relationship with a fit male. That is, she can have regular sex with a fit male. Twee-twefing is 2A2F-ing, that is, two apartments, two fips. That is, a fit male and a fit female, each with their own apartment, having a relationship with no marriage and no kids. The huge advantage of such a relationship for a man is it gives him the regular sex he wants from a woman without paying the price of being a manslave to a cursed fluffy. When the relationship dies, the two fips simply return to their own apartments, cost-free, no divorce, because no marriage, no child support, because no kids, no alimony, because the woman is a fip, etc. Twee-twefing may be a major compromise for a woman who wants kids, but at least this way she gets a man. She has a relationship, which is better than no kids, no man. Men have the power to force such a compromise on women because men are fips by tradition. Fluffies cannot exist in a world where most men tweet with. They will rot away to extinction. Not all women are fluffies. Before retirement, 5 years ago, I was a prof of computer science, teaching master classes in China. A third of these master's students were female, who were ambitious, energetic, who very definitely had FIP, financially independent person, mentalities. They wanted to control their own lives and their own living standards and not be a parasite on a man. That gave me hope that such women would eventually become the norm, so that so many of men's gender problems could be solved at grassroots level, that is, that all women become FIPs and that fluffies die out. To help this process along, maskers particularly, I've given up hoping that politically passive MGTOWs will get off their bums and politically agitate, end brackets, need to create a society-wide ethic that to be a fluffy is to be a criminal who will be shunned by society. To be a fluffy is to be lazy, to not bother to become career competent, to not be fit, to become repulsive to males, because a fluffy by definition is a woman who expects to behave criminally towards a male, that is, by exploiting him financially. MGTOWs and masculists should push for the dusting of society so that the fluff is cleaned away, so that there is no more dust to be dusted, that is, the fluffies are wiped out by them rotting on the shelf to extinction, by not getting a man, by young women fearing that if they don't become FIPs, they will have zero chance of having a baby and zero chance of having a relationship with a man. The MGTOW / masculist dusting campaign is to create the social norm that society is to be rid of fluff, to be rid of fluffy parasitism, the way the 1800s saw the US rid itself of Negro slavery, or the 1700s rid itself of belief in witches after the rise of the Enlightenment. In the 21st century, society is to be dusted by removing the attitude amongst women and society in general that it's socially acceptable to be a fluffy. Today, it's still only a minority of people who think that fluffies are immoral, fluffies are parasites, fluffies are manslavers, fluffies are vermin to be wiped out, to be dusted. As the proportion of women who are still fluffies dwindles to zero, it will be much easier for men to get the men fair gender laws they want. For example, the men fairing of the divorce laws and the creation of a legislated para, paternity rejection right, and a string of other legal discriminations against men. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name De Garis Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.